It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a beautiful day. We're going to study the book of John today, the Gospel of John. I want you to please open your Bibles to John chapter 3. And we're going to begin reading with the 15th verse. We'll do a little review above that after we've done the reading of the Scripture. But John chapter 3, verse 15. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Our mailing address, if you'd like to write to us, is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. We don't take much time with announcements. We get right to the study. That's the important part. John chapter 3, Gospel of John chapter 3, beginning to read with verse 15. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Hope that was enough time for you again to open your Bibles and to follow along. And as always, we begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank and praise you for the day. We thank you that we can come and open this precious book, the Gospel of John, speaking of being born again, being condemned, not condemned. Oh, Father, please, that you will just show us your way and will. You'll give us your strength. It's a joy to open your precious word, to study your precious word. And we don't just look at the Gospel of John. We study the Scripture from cover to cover. You tell us to know the Word of God, and we enjoy and love studying your precious word. Now I ask, dear Father, that you will save the lost. We have been looking at the beginning of this third chapter for a few weeks now. And in doing so, we have recognized and seen that we need to be born again. Born of the water and of the Spirit. I ask, dear Father, that you'll touch every heart today. All those that are listening, everyone that's listening that has never come by faith to you. They have never trusted in you as their Savior, that today would be the day that they would do that, that they would trust in you, they would look to you, follow after you, dear Father, please. Not only to be born again, come to the cross of Calvary and be saved, dear Father, but also they would begin to serve and understand the need of working and serving and praising and honoring your precious name, focusing upon that, dear Lord, that their life would be as a servant to you. Please, dear Lord, show us your word today. Bring those that are lost to salvation and those that are saved, help them to grow. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Each time we look to the Word of God and we enjoy studying, and we're looking in this third chapter concerning a man named Nicodemus. Nicodemus is a very religious man. He knew the Word of God. He did not get on some cult of some sort or another. He was a Jew. He was very high up. He was there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. We understand here that this man named Nicodemus was not only a good teacher, but probably the greatest teacher of the day concerning the Word of God, the Old Testament. But you see, people today do the same thing. They study the Word of God. They can quote the Word of God. But they miss the important, the central theme of this book, and that is God Himself, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. That is the theme of this book from cover to cover, from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation. It is all about Jesus, and we need to know Jesus as our personal Savior. Nicodemus knew the Word of God, the Old Testament, but he missed the most important part, and that was recognizing this is about a man, God-man, named Jesus. Nicodemus missed that. And so you see, through all his religion, his tithing, his giving, everything, he missed it. He missed it. If Nicodemus would have died before this visit, before this point in time here, Nicodemus would have went to hell. He'd have went to the lake of fire because he did not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You must be born again. This is all review. We've been through this, but it is worth repeating. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Born again. The only way you can be born again is if you ask Jesus to come into your heart personally. Ask him to come into your heart. To just believe it in your head isn't enough. You've got to have it in your heart. Jesus gives us such clear instructions here. Nicodemus, being yet a very religious man, knowing the Word of God, and yet not knowing the Word of God. He was a scholar, and yet knew nothing because he missed Jesus. You could be the same way. Miss Jesus, and you've missed it all. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Water is the Word of God. Spirit is the Holy Spirit. Those two have to come. If you are not born again with the Spirit of God, you are not a child of God. And that's more than a head knowledge, that's a heart knowledge. And so please, that you look to the Word of God. You trust in Jesus as your Savior today, please. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary that you can live. He died there so that you can live. He died there so I can live. But you must have this personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. Verse 6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Then he speaks of the wind. We've been through this. I hope you haven't missed it. But if you have, please, that's the reason we review, number one, so that you understand that there's more than just a head knowledge. Nicodemus had the head knowledge. That wasn't enough. He needed to be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's what you are if you have not trusted in Jesus as your Savior, if you've not been born again. Believe in Him, please, today. He speaks of the wind. You don't understand it. Don't try to understand this. Just do it. And I plead with you that you do that today. You trust in Jesus as your Savior. Nicodemus answered and says, how can these things be? You see, he didn't understand either. Here's a scholar, a great scholar, greatest teacher of the day concerning the Jews and the Israel, the Word of God, the God of Israel. But you see, he missed the central theme. He missed Jesus. And I'm afraid that so many today miss Jesus. And I hope that you don't miss Jesus. Please don't miss him. Jesus asked him another question in verse 10. Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Don't you understand this? What were you studying? You were studying my living book. But you see, until you're born again, it is just a book. This book is not going to make any sense to you. This book is not going to bring life to you unless you come by faith to Jesus. He's the one that brings life. This is His book. This is Him speaking. And so until you know Him personally, is He going to show you anything in this book? Till you know Him personally, then you can begin the wonderful walk with Him. So please, look to the Word of God. Search the Word of God. know ye must be born again, born of water and of the Spirit. Water is the Word of God. Spirit is the Holy Spirit. Jesus continues here. He says, you don't understand what I'm saying. You don't understand earthly things. And many things in the Word of God was things that were brought up through the prophets. And even those things, Nicodemus, why don't you understand them? It's because he missed Jesus. He missed the central theme of the whole book. We find that in verse 14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. We have studied that. We have looked at that. The sin that the people had committed was such a great sin. And the serpents were there, and the serpents said they would come and they would bite the people. And if they would look up to this serpent, this brass serpent, and we know that brass in the Word of God stands for judgment. And so as this brass serpent was lifted up, judgment is coming. And so you've gotten bit by the serpent, so you have to look up, and you look up to this brazen serpent, and you live. You look to the cross of Calvary. Judgment was taken place there. The full judgment of God upon man had taken place there. So please, trust in the cross of Calvary. Because you see, Jesus died for your sins, that you and I can live. Look to that. Verse 15, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That word perish we have in the 16th verse as well. And in the 15th verse and the 16th verse, both of those words perish means to be lost. Lost, separated from God eternally. If you don't know Jesus today, if you've never trusted him as your Savior, you still have the blessings of God. You need to understand that. The only reason that this world isn't more of a mess than it is because of the presence of the church. And yet, we have leaders today, we have people today in our society that desire with all of their heart to get rid of anything concerning God and the Lord Jesus out of our schools, out of our government, out of everything. And yet, that is the very thing, the only thing that is keeping this world together, is that presence. Why is wickedness growing? Why is the wicked man's mind getting more and more filthy and more wicked every day? Because the world, the old devil's behind it, but the devil uses these people and comes in to take God out of our society. And in doing so, we are writing our own death certificate. We're going to die as a nation if the people in this nation get what they want. They want to be an ungodly nation. A godless nation is what they want. Well, they're not going to get it. There'll be a time that this will be a godless nation. And when that time comes, it will fall. Because our God is the only thing that's keeping this nation. And as long as this nation supports Israel, as long as we support Israel, God will bless us. The Word of God tells us. The very book that I talk about tells us that. Those that bless Israel will be blessed. Those that curse Israel will be cursed. I know the Word of God is true, and I know that's going to come to pass. But you see, as an individual today, you need to trust in Jesus. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, should not be lost. That's not just talking about a government falling or failing. We can fail as a government, and yet as an individual, I will never fail because I know Jesus as my Savior. He saved me. He has saved me. He can save you. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, not be lost. Lost, again, is to go into the place separated eternally from God, to be lost. I'll repeat it again. You're being blessed because of God's presence. when God leaves this land, when the church leaves, when believers leave, when I say church, I mean the believers. They are the church. It's not a certain denomination. It's everyone that's done just what it says here to do. Believe in Him. Believe in Him. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, again, be lost, but have everlasting life. It's that simple. It's that simple. It's not about some certain religion. It's about your relationship with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross for you, my friend. Please trust in Him and begin to walk with Him. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, not be lost, but have eternal life. Not just a temporary life. And it's not something you ever lose again once you've come. You want to understand this book? You do what it says. Call upon Jesus today. Call upon Him today. And again, God's love. God loved us before we were lovable. We were a filthy, wretched, sinful mess. And God saved us. God paid the ultimate price so we could be saved. It's not a universal salvation that Jesus did this work for the world, and so then the world is saved. Every time that the word world is used, God so loved the world means the lost. God so loved the lost, all the lost, that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus. And how do you get saved? How do you find the love of God? That whosoever believeth in Him, Jesus, should not be lost, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. Eternal life. That's what you get the day that you trust in Jesus. I hope that you trust in Jesus today. I hope that you don't put it off one more day, one more minute. I hope that you accept Jesus as your Savior today. The 17th verse of this chapter, John chapter 3, verse 17, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." Why did Jesus send His only begotten Son? Why did He come to earth? Nicodemus thought He was going to come to be the king, and a king judges. A king condemns those that stand against him. And they believed that God was going to come down and He was going to set His kingdom up here and He was going to rule with a rod of iron. And that's what they were waiting for. You see, they didn't think they needed a Savior. They're a Jew. They don't need anything. Nicodemus didn't know he needed anything, but he come to Jesus because he questioned some things that Jesus was doing. Things that Jesus was doing didn't have the appearance of a king. He come from a very humble home. His earthly mother and father, he was a carpenter. And again, Jesus was fathered by the Holy Spirit. And so there's no connection with Joseph, but he was raised in that condition, not in a royal castle, but he was born in a manger. He was raised as a carpenter, a lowly carpenter's son. And when he begins to his ministry here, he doesn't even have a place to lay his head. He doesn't own a castle or many castles like most kings. And he come so humbly. He did not come with force. And the scripture tells us here, God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. See, Nicodemus was looking for a king. He wanted to be saved, but only from the Roman rule. That's why he wanted to be saved, through Rome. But you see, if Jesus would have come to condemn, he would have, and they could see that. that Rome was needed to be destroyed. So they wanted that. Nicodemus didn't realize that he was a sinner. Why don't people get saved? Many of them don't get saved because they don't think they're bad enough. They don't think they're bad enough. They try to reject the idea that there is a God. Because if there's a God, then they recognize how a perfect God is, and that shows us our wickedness. That's what the law did. The law showed us how wicked we are, how much of a mess that we are, how much we need to be saved. So you see, the world, as the scripture says back here, for God so loved the world, that's the lost. That's the lost. Any time that the world is spoken of here, it's the lost people, all that need to be saved. Every person that's ever lived needs salvation. Adam and Eve, before they ate of the forbidden fruit, were the only two that did not need salvation. After that, they did. And because of them, sin was ushered into mankind. And every individual born since then, except Jesus, is born in sin. We need a Savior. You need a Savior. I don't care how good you think you are. You need a Savior. And that Savior can only be Jesus. He is the only one that can save you. So please, that you trust in Jesus today. I'm going to read once again. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world. That's not the purpose. But Jesus came, again, the word world, condemned the world, to condemn mankind. If He would have done that, there would have been no one left. Now, Nicodemus didn't understand that. The Jews thought they were good enough. They were following the law. So the only ones that was going to be condemned was all the lost, all the Gentiles. Destroy them. Jesus didn't come for that purpose. Now, there's a day He's going to come in judgment, and there's a day He's going to condemn. But not this time. This time He come to save. But that the world, the lost, through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Born in sin, my friend, born in sin, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Why does a person go to hell? It's because they believed not in the name of God. Of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Did not believe that He died on the cross and saved you. That's the reason. It's not because you were super bad. No one goes to heaven because they're good. No one goes to hell because they're bad. You go to hell because the lake of fire, place of torment, you go there because you reject the name of Jesus Christ. Why do you go to heaven? Not because you're good. You go to heaven because you have called upon the name of Jesus as your Savior. These words here tell that so clearly. He that believeth, verse 18, he that believeth on Him is not condemned. You don't see anything here concerning baptism, do you? You don't see anything in here concerning being good or being bad. You don't see anything in here concerning some religion. A certain church name or a certain religion is here. No, this is the Word of God. This is the Word of God. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Already. You don't have to wait till you die to know you're condemned, because your sin condemns you. The wages of sin is death. You're condemned. Please, come by faith to Jesus. Please trust in Jesus today. Look to Him today. Please, my friend. Because you're condemned already. You're already condemned. Come by faith to Jesus. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. Believe personal relationship with Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart. Born of the water, the Word of God. Born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to come to live within your heart. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Does not say he's not joined a certain church. Doesn't say that he wasn't baptized. Says he did not believe. And this is the condemnation. That light is come into the world. And men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. They just love evil. The old flesh. Man loves wickedness. You wonder why there's so many wicked things going on today, whether it begins with the, down with the thief robbing a store, or our government. You want to wonder why there is so much crime and so much evil and wickedness in the world? Is because this old world, the lost, again, remember? The lost love what they do. They love darkness. They love it, and they enjoy it, and they spend all of their time doing evil. It's what they love. Now, the light comes. The Word of God comes. Well, they can alter it a little bit, and so it darkens the light. You start changing the truth. Okay, we're going to say you've got to join this church or a church. You've got to be a part of a certain religion in order to be saved. That's not true. That's a lie. Believe in the name of Jesus. That's what you need to do. The cross of Calvary. Jesus died on that cross, shed his blood on that cross that you and I can live. That's why. Please, trust in Jesus today. Now, if you and I believe that we're good enough, we're in darkness, all of a sudden the light comes on. And when the light comes on, we don't like the light, because it shows us all of our evil. It shows us who we are. So we don't like the light. So the only way to get away from the light is to stay away from the Word of God. Stay away from the truth. Is that what you're doing today? You're running from the Word of God? You're running from God's presence because you don't like to see who you are? Well, Jesus is the only one that can clear that, can take away of that problem. You'll still have the flesh, but you'll be born again. And there's going to be a day when that flesh too will be made new. What a wonderful day that's going to be. But that's what happens here. Here's the problem. This is the condemnation, that light comes to the world. Why does people not like to talk about Jesus? They'll talk about God. They'll talk about their religion. They'll talk about all the good works that they're doing. But they will not talk about Jesus Christ. And the reason is because he is the light. He is the light. And that light's come into the world. But men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. You wonder why, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you tell somebody about Jesus and how he'll save you, and they kind of turn away or they leave. Well, they love their darkness. They don't like the light that you're showing them, lest their deeds should be reproved, shown to them, exposed. They don't like that. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now, doeth the truth. That doesn't mean, and I don't want you to misunderstand, doesn't mean that if you follow the Word of God, you study each verse of Scripture, but you miss, as Nicodemus did, Jesus Christ. That's the truth. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the truth. Don't miss that. Don't look at it as this book and some things that are written on this book, and you miss Jesus. Because he is the truth. He is the truth. He that doeth truth, in other words, trust in Jesus, follow Jesus, cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, opened up. They're wrought in God. They're made. They're formed in God. Oh, my friend, what a glorious day today. I'm sure glad that you joined us. And I'm going to ask a precious question. What are you going to do about Jesus?